Unit 10. The Making of the Great Pyramid. Pyramids are not limited only to the Egyptians, as many cultures have constructed pyramid-shaped buildings at various points throughout history. However, the Egyptian pyramids are unsurpassed in their size and fame. In 450 BC, Herodotus, the Greek inventor of the field of history, was the first to describe the pyramids in Cairo. Of these, the Great Pyramid built for the pharaoh Khufu in 2560 BC stands out. It is huge, being nearly 150 meters high and 230 meters wide on each side. Herodotus said that it took over 100,000 men more than 20 years to complete it. His claim that the Egyptians used giant machines to lift the stones into place has now been dismissed. Yet to this day, archaeologists still do not know how the ancient Egyptians were able to build such a huge structure. The most popular theory is that the pharaoh forced the people to work during the rainy season. In Egypt, the Nile River floods annually, making farming impossible. Through the use of sheer manpower, men would have dragged limestone blocks from nearby quarries to the site. By placing the blocks on logs, it would have taken about 10 days to move each one. Workers at the construction site could then have used ramps to pull the 2-ton stones up to the desired height. There is some evidence for this theory, but some scientists argue that the ancient Egyptians did not have the technology to carve such gigantic stones or to move them. A new theory is that the upper part of the Great Pyramid was built with a kind of concrete. The quarries from which the limestone was mined also contain kaolinite, which is a white mineral that turns into a clay-like substance when mixed with water and other minerals. Researchers believe that it would have been much easier for the Egyptians to transport it, other minerals, and water to the construction site and to mix them all there. The clay could be easily shaped into bricks and, once dry, would harden into stone. Some recent tests of the blocks at the Great Pyramid confirm that it is possible that they were made with kaolinite. If further tests prove this theory to be true, then perhaps ancient Egyptian society was much different than previously thought.